It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hey, Megan here. Welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. So today we're going to be talking about a topic that I think a lot of us struggle with, which is setting boundaries. Setting and maintaining clear boundaries is an essential ingredient in any home, career, or business. For women in particular, this can be a difficult practice to uphold. With our caring hearts and desire to please, we are more inclined to stay silent rather than rock the boat with a loved one, friend, colleague, or client. Establishing guidelines for how and when you do things in your personal or business life doesn't have to feel like, you know, harsh rules or red tape. Boundaries come from having a good sense of your own self-worth. Think of setting boundaries as the way to honor your time so that you offer the best of you to all of those around you. First, you want to take some time to set up boundaries, and second, you want to make sure everyone is aware of your boundaries. This way, when issues arise, it's much easier to take a stand and ask that your boundaries be respected. So I'm going to give you a few guidelines for setting up some boundaries around some common issues. The first one is to set up your calendar to accommodate your priorities first. And so this is really important because creating solid boundaries when it comes to your priorities in life is going to be the key to your happiness. Be sure to first plug into your calendar all of your family obligations and activities, important meetings, trainings, and all other things near and dear to your heart. Then schedule your calendar of events for the times when you will engage with income-producing activities. Next, schedule your marketing and program development time. And finally, add content creation time for your newsletter, blogs, or social media. This should serve as a guideline for how to prioritize your calendar when you're honoring your values. Another area is relationships. Personal boundaries are limits we set that allow us to protect ourselves in relationships with family and friends. They make it possible for us to separate our own thoughts and feelings from those of others, and to take responsibility for what we think, feel, and do. These boundaries allow us to rejoice in our own uniqueness. Personal boundaries are flexible. They allow us to get close to others when it's appropriate, and then to maintain our distance when we might be harmed by getting too close. Good boundaries protect us from abuse and pave the way to achieving true intimacy. They help us take care of ourselves. And when it comes to relationships with those who help you with your business, it's up to the coach, consultant, or service giver to give the outline of the boundaries as to who's expected to do what and when moving forward. Another area is work time in your home or office. Often working in the office with coworkers or working from home can present many challenges in the form of disruptions. Staff members interrupting you every 5 minutes at the office, or your spouse or kids asking for what's for dinner. When it's time for you to be focusing on your work, it's up to you to let everyone else around you know not to interrupt you for the period of time that you've blocked on your calendar. And the last area we're going to talk about is limiting time spent with a client or customer. When you're working with clients, it's important to respect your time and theirs. Make sure that you maintain control of the conversation, especially when your client goes off track and babbles on about their story. Also, refrain from the need to over-deliver with excess content. This is giving your time, gifts, and talents away and often overwhelms your client with too much information. So keep it clear and concise, letting your clients know upfront how much time you have together and what they can expect to be covered during that conversation. So those are some guidelines for setting up some boundaries in some key specific areas in our life. So I hope this was helpful for you. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I'd love to invite you over to my website at megantull.com, where there's all kinds of resources to help you grow both personally and professionally. So I will hope you will join us next week, same time, same place. And until then, be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.